You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is April 8th, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled Love's Value. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Now, romantic love, it's not properly valued in this tough world that we live in. People usually try to replace love with lust. But when they see the real thing founded on God's love, they can't mistake it, even if they don't understand it. Solomon tells us that true love cannot be destroyed, and neither can it be purchased. Love is the major theme of the Bible and is found throughout it. The two greatest commandments that sum up the whole Old Testament are love commandments. The love of God and the love of man are the highest values of life. And when I say the love of man, I mean the love we have for each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. In the New Testament, love is not only the highest virtue and the first fruit of the Spirit, but the very foundation of the gospel. God so loved is the beginning of the gospel, and the end result is we love God because He first loved us. Now, the world revolves around romantic love and the church around religious love. One appeals to the flesh and the other to the spirit. Now, we must not think of the two as opposites. Spiritual people also enjoy the experience of romantic love. It is only as Christians that we can experience the best of both worlds. As Christians, we can love on the physical and spiritual level. In Scripture, the two become one and are linked as closely as the body and spirit. Each affects the other. Now let's look at the Shulamite. She was a beautiful shepherdess girl in love with a young shepherd. One day, King Solomon traveled by and spotted her in all of her beauty. When he found out she was not yet married, he ordered his noblemen to bring her to the royal pavilion. Solomon treated her like a queen, but all the glory and splendor of Solomon the mighty king could not take the place of her love for her shepherd. She longed to return to her true love and forsake the riches of Solomon's palace. She urged the ladies of Solomon's court to stop trying to divert her love from the shepherd to the king. She was persistent in resisting the charms of Solomon and dreamed only of the shepherd. Now true love finally was victorious, and she finally gets back to her shepherd. You see, true love is permanent and it cannot be bought. The Shulamite woman would rather be the wife of a simple shepherd she loved than number 701 among the wives of King Solomon. This is a girl who could say no even to a king because she had surrendered herself to her one and only love. Love, loyalty, and faithfulness to the Lord are what the Christian experience is all about. We are part of the body of Christ, and as Christians, we go through what this young Shulamite girl went through. We are tempted by the glory of the world to be unfaithful to Christ. Israel was lured away time and time again by other lovers than the Lord, but God, in His great love, sought her out to forgive and restore her. If you are loyal in your love to your mate, the chances are very good you will be loyal to Christ in the spiritual realm. If you allow Satan to lure you into an immoral relationship, the chances are very good he will succeed in luring you into spiritual infidelity. Romance and religion are as close as body and spirit, and what happens in one realm affects the other. Revelation reveals that every person will fit into one of two categories, part of the bride of Christ or part of the great whore who is judged and condemned. There is nothing like the Lord's love, the only love that's worth having. Even romance isn't worth much if it's not faithfully grounded in the Lord. Ask the Lord to allow your romantic relationship to rely on His love. Ask Him to help you treat your spouse as He wants you to, not with the love of the world. Allow both you and your spouse to glorify the Lord with this part of your lives. Then, no matter what happens, your love will never fail. This concludes today's devotional. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualeyesministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritual Eyes Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.